In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A dynamic talent who's flashed big play ability but never been able to consistently produce. That's the way Grant Gordon of NFL.com described the wide receiver the Browns just signed to their practice squad, Kadarius Toney. I think that's a perfect summation of Kadarius Toney. A dynamic talent who's flashed big play ability but never been able to consistently produce. I like the move. Why? Okay, you got a guy who maybe you can coach him up and other teams couldn't. I don't know if that's true or not. Kansas City brought him in thinking he'd be a perfect complement to go with their receiving core for Patrick Mahomes. That didn't work.
It did seem like it. I didn't think it was a bad idea there either.
No, I thought it was a great idea for them.
Yeah.
He was drafted by the Giants, first round pick, really had only one good year at Florida as a receiver. So there was a little bit of a reach maybe by the Giants on that.
Mm-hmm.
And he has shown big playability. If I'm the Browns, I like the move for a number of reasons. And it's not the player as much as it is the move. Because Dan has said he's had trouble catching the football. Guess right. Dan's right. Dan's right. If he didn't, he'd be a Kansas City Chief right now. But you bring in a talented guy to a position group that I think needs some help. And you have two of your top three wide receivers who are going to be free agents at the end of the year. If Elijah Moore doesn't produce to your level, what you're thinking of, good. You don't need to bring him back. Maybe Kadarius Toney can work his way into being the number two or three receiver on this team. Amari Cooper's a free agent at the end of next year. All right, Andy, you brought in a guy who had first-round talent.
Yep.
And maybe you can coach him up. I just think it's a really sharp, good move by the Browns that might not work out. It might not work, but it's the kind of move that you take a chance on and you see what happens. Yeah, I commend them for that.
I have no problem with the move at all, especially if you're going practice squad on him and you don't know exactly what you have. Could he be better than Jalen Darden? Yeah, maybe. I mean, is he going to be better than Jamari Thrash? That's what he has to be to break the top six.
Could he be better than Elijah Moore?
Yeah, could he? I don't know. I don't know at this point. And they're not walking away from Jerry Jeudy. They're not walking away from Amari Cooper right now. I just think that the way you're kind of looking at it, and I see what you see in this long-term plan of, hey, young receiver, if we can fix him, maybe we can, you know, he'd be like atypical Guardians reclamation project that ends up turning out to be something special.
Or if he just becomes a dynamic return guy for you.
Right.
Somebody you can put on the offense. And he becomes a gadget player for you. He's running jet sweeps. He's doing other things.
I'm just not looking at him saying, okay, Amari Cooper's contract's up at the end of the year, and I don't know where I'm going with that. I'm not looking for Amari's replacement today. And and maybe that could happen. Maybe you put the needle in the haystack and all of a sudden find it a little bit later if he turns out to be something. But at this point, I'm not willing to look at him as a super long-term solution for any of our frontline wide receivers who are up at the end of the year with their contract. I just think he's in a good spot right now. They got him on the practice squad if they need him and they want to elevate him for a game day. Let's see what happens. Don't forget, Joe Flacco was on the practice squad every week during the regular season, wasn't he? Until they had to leave him up on the regular roster. So
I agree with you.
They continue to bring him up and down.
I agree with you. I'm not thinking right now Kadarius Toney is a replacement for Elijah Moore or Amari Cooper for next year. But what I am thinking is I think this skill position group can use some extra talent. and maybe you just added a guy.
When have we not looked at our skill position?
It's worth a look.
Jeff, I can't ever remember in the 13 years we've been on the air not ever looking at the wide receiving core going, you know, they're good. They don't need any more.
The only time I thought they were in pretty good shape, Odell, Jarvis. I thought that was going to be pretty good.
Yeah, and before that, I would have said Jarvicious and Winslow and Braylon Edwards.
And that's going back a ways.
Yeah, that's before we're in the air.
And that's going back a ways. Josh is in the hometown of Don Shula, Grand River. Hello, Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Well, it's still morning.
It's all right.
No, so I'm not going to sit here and run Deshaun out of town. I'm going to place the blame on our coaches and ownership, knowing that our tackles and our O-line wasn't going to be potentially ready for the season. They should have done more to get Deshaun protection. And then the other thing I kind of want to focus on is...
Josh, the only thing I'll say about that is this. You didn't have two starting tackles who were coming back from surgery, and the third starting tackle was coming back from surgery as well, and DeJuan Jones. I think they think they're good at offensive line, but those guys weren't ready to go yet. I actually like the depth on their offensive line, except two guys weren't able to go in game one.
Yes, I agree with that. It's just I wish that I wish they would have done more. And then I kind of feel like the rust from Deshaun has to do with his rehab and throwing a towel versus throwing a football. He did not have that eyesight down the field. But he also didn't have that eyesight because he didn't have that protection. I'm not saying it's an end-all, be-all, but we got to do better.
Agreed. What else, Josh?
That's it. That's all I have for you, gentlemen.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much. Josh from Grand River. That's why I look at the Dallas game, Andy. You didn't have your tackles. Dallas has a great defense. Deshaun's first game back. Didn't play in the preseason. No Nick Chubb. Blah, 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 blah. Dallas' defense really good. I'm going blip on the radar for this one. One game does not mean your season is, doesn't mean your team's not good. Let's just see a good performance against Jacksonville. And I'm not kidding. You lose, but you play pretty well. Okay. Might be an uphill battle, but okay. But if you go to Jacksonville and you do not look good and your offense looks discombobulated and your defense gives up a couple of big drives early when you're trying to like reel in the game, you got a problem, and we'll see what happens on Sunday.
I'm not ready to they need to win this week, especially after last week. I just think it's mental more than anything. And, you know, I know 0-2 isn't the worst thing ever. 0-4 is. But they need to win this week. They just didn't – preparation, man. They didn't have any preparation last week. It just didn't look right. And, you know, if he's talking about – the last caller talking about Deshaun just not being in rhythm from throwing – well, whose fault is that? That's they didn't get enough work in during practice, or they didn't give them the opportunity to go out there during a preseason game and just have one, even just one drive. Again, I didn't care if he played in the preseason or not, but to me, watching him that first week, he wasn't ready. He just wasn't.
But
there could have been other things going on top of the football. So.
Okay, that's true, but once you go on the football field, I'm sorry, you got to go. You know, if not, then put the other guy in. I mean, you have players who can play. So if there was an issue, okay. But if you put a guy in the game, end of story. I don't want to hear anything more.
I agree.
I know there might have been issues. Okay, if there were issues, then sit him and put Jameis in the game.
Agree.
That's.
But they didn't want to do that. I mean, Kevin didn't want to do that at the end of the game when they were down touchdowns.
Okay, then that's fine. But then I don't want to hear about all the other stuff that might have been weighing on his head. And I get it, except. If that's the case, then don't play him. Play Jameis.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you-
you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, part of me thinks that you don't want to put Jameis in the game, and you wouldn't. I mean, if Sean's good to go, he's your starting quarterback. But if Jameis goes in and plays well, then you got a whole different story. That's not a thing that might work. So we'll see.
Hmm.
You know,
other concerns for this week. I mean,
defense has to be better.
Yeah,
defense has to be better. They gave up the two long scoring drives in the first half when you kind of needed them to set a tone, Andy, and they didn't do it.
I'll buy it, but it was just it was a 20-10 minute wise, so it was 2-1 by the end of the first half. When you look at how long they were on the field, you're not putting your defense in a good position. How come we never say the offense was out on the field too long too? That's a good how come quickie. I don't know.
Because you want the offense out on the field.
I know, but do you ever think, oh man, the offense has to be tired?
No,
we don't ever say that, right?
No.
Let's take two more.
Thank you. Maybe because the offense knows where the ball's going and the defense doesn't, and that tires you out even more. It's the mental reps.
I don't know. The idea is to control the football. Well, if your defense is on the field, you're not controlling the football. That's why.
But they're still playing the same equal amount of plays.
All right.
Thank you. Well, you know what? I've never heard anybody go, oh, the offense was just on the field too much. They're gassed. I don't know that I've ever heard anybody say that. Have you?
How come we've never heard of a crafty righty?
Let's take two more.
Oh, that's a good point. How come painters wear white painters pants? I don't understand. I saw that this morning. That was my Phelps moment.
Love you. We're not going down your. That's your shtick.
Why is it the painters do that though? I don't understand. Why would you want to wear white pants as a painter?
How come the person who serves us is called a waiter when really we're the ones who are waiting?
Oh, good job.
Let's take two more.
You walked us down the road, buddy. You're the leader. You left us there.
I didn't. You guys took it and you turned left.
Do you have another one?
No.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
But we put our blinker on. We're polite.
That's right.
Problem is, I think the Jacksonville Jaguars are actually a pretty good team.
How come they're Jaguars and not Jaguars? That drives me crazy, too, by the way. I can't stand when people... Jaguars. Doesn't that... That's right? That doesn't bother you at all? That's who we're playing this week. I'm talking
they
about
didn't play real well last week. They're going to be ready, and I think they're pretty good.
Which team was that?
The Jaguars.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
I don't say Jaguar.
No, but like I'll hear it in spots, everyone. The Browns taking it out of the Jaguars. Why? Is that what they are? Jaguars?
Jaguar.
No more? Are we done? Anyone? Dig? Do you have a how come quickie? Okay. Just want to make sure. We're paying tribute to Les Levine. And thank you.
On behalf of the entire audience here, Tim, I'd like to say poppycock.
Okay.
He's haunting you right now.
No, I'm it's just like I'm working with Les. I'm trying to go somewhere and he's all the
He's here. He's channeling us.
I
right
hope
now.
Our social media department grabs nothing but just the one camera pointed at Jeff during this entire thing. Just don't show Andy. Just nothing but Jeff's exasperated face.
So I'm working with Les one day.
Oh, talking about turn. Here comes the last story now.
Well, we're going to break in 30 seconds.
Okay.
I lay out this whole thing. You're not here. And we're talking Browns, right? We're talking Browns.
Oh, I know. It's good.
And I lay the whole thing out. I put it on a tee for him. All he's got to do is take the swing and hit it deep. And it's all Browns. Boom. There it is. And he said, why do you think the Indians don't have a left-hander in the bullpen? Oh, my God. Robert Mays works for The Athletic. He's their senior NFL writer. His podcast, The Athletic Football Show. Robert, big-time national NFL guy. He's next on Baskin and Phelps.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey,
football fans, you want the real deal, the raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.